afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Combrosations, a show where we record conversations we were going to have anyway and upload it to the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro, with the most below, Sheps. How's it going,
it's
bro?
It's going good.
Oh, it's going great, because today we're going to be talking about some Xbox, specifically a brand new service that they've got coming out, which we're going to be calling the Xbox Console Service right here.
Okay.
Did we say Xbox Console Service before?
Xbox Console Contract.
Xbox Console Contract. That's what we're going to be calling
it. Totally said that the first time.
Totally said that. Didn't have to cut anything. That
we didn't
see anything right there. So Xbox came out with this brand new service, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about it. Has a couple of big questions that's been coming up in my mind and a couple of other people online, and I wanted to see what you guys and you at home think about it. Xbox announced this thing called the Xbox All Access Program.
Okay.
What it essentially is that you go to them, and instead of paying $200, $300, $400, $500, however much the console costs, you pay them a monthly fee, subject to a finance agreement and like credit check and stuff like that.
Okay.
And you get a console, choosing from an Xbox One S All Digital Edition.
Okay.
Xbox One S
the or sad.
The sad edition.
Yeah,
exactly. Xbox One S or an Xbox One X.
Okay.
And then you pay a monthly fee and you go about your way. With the console, you do get Xbox's Game Pass Ultimate, which comes with Xbox Game Pass and online, the Xbox Live, all together, so you have everything you need to play online with your console and tons of games on the Xbox Game Pass service. Sounds like a pretty well-packaged package,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I feel like I've heard of something like this before.
You mean like where you would have like a service where you could go online,
yeah,
where you have the hardware, the device.
Well, like you don't pay up front for the object.
Exactly, yeah.
And then you just use it until, and then I guess, can you upgrade?
You can upgrade.
Feel like a service like this, maybe you have the thing for a year or two and you're like, it's getting a bit sluggish, or there's a newer one.
Yeah.
I'd like the newer one, please. And you just sort of renew the contract.
I think you dreamed it.
I've been having some weird dreams recently.
Yeah, that's right.
Cannot put my finger on this.
Put your fingers on that at all. No. Yeah, so basically it sounds like an annualized phone contract now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
These contracts as well, 24 months, exactly what mobile phone contracts are right now.
Yeah.
You get all the services you need. Like, so in a phone, it would be the phone, the data plan, the phone service, where you could call people. With the Xbox One, it's the games, the online service, and the console itself. Exactly the same. How do you feel initially about that?
I'm really not sure.
Yeah?
So, one, Microsoft have been coming up with a ton of services recently. They're doing every bit they can.
Game Pass. They're trying to
claw
set themselves
into your
up.
Wallet.
Yeah.
And actually, a few months ago, we predicted that Xbox, if it didn't pick up in the next gen, this might potentially be one of the last generations, the next gen, and that Microsoft would go to games service supplyment.
That's not a word. No.
That's definitely not a word. But they would go to like game servicing for the industry, which is where a lot of money's made.
Yeah.
And I mean, phone providers make a ton of money off this same model.
Huge.
I mean, there's that one fruit-based one. Is it pear?
Something orange. Like that. Sounds like banana.
It's something like that.
Yeah,
I think they make computers as well.
Yeah. Apparently,
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I don't know
what that could be right now.
I don't know. So it's a very profitable model.
Yes.
The only difference, phones come out often. Really often.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing, and that's one of the questions I'm going to answer in a second. Let me just go over the pricing structure for you guys right now, so you can get an idea of whether or not this might be something for you. So as I said, the Xbox One Sad Edition, the All Digital Edition, is coming in at $19.99, right, per month for 24 months. That works out to $479 for the entire 24 months, right?
Okay. Plus you're getting the service.
Plus you're getting the service, exactly. Which the service by itself is $15, so that takes up three quarters of the actual thing
so
altogether.
It's
not terrible.
It's actually an okay price.
Exactly, if you are planning to go for it.
Yeah.
Now, if you go for the full 24 months, then you're paying quite a lot more than for the console if you were just looking for a console.
Right.
But you never do nowadays, innit? You're always going to go for the online service
Probably,
and you get a ton of games over that time. Halo will be the on Game Pass again, stuff
sure,
like
that's
that.
That's a great game.
And then you have the Xbox One S, which is only $3 more. It's $22.99. So that works out at $551 for the entire 24 months. And then you have the Xbox One X, which is $743 in total, which is $31 per month. That gets up there when you think about that big number, although $30 a month is manageable.
It is manageable. It's more manageable than having to come up with the $550 in one go.
That's the way of
the other side of the coin, though.
Go on.
I bought my PS4 day of release, had the one upfront charge, but it's what, six 6 years old.
2013 yeah. come out, yeah.
So if I've got to the full price after 2 years,
that's it. People like yourself, and then there are a lot of people yeah. like yourself.
Most, I'd say most console gamers, they get the console, it's one and done.
Exactly.
I've still got my original, I still have two original PS1s and two original PS2s.
There you go.
Because, you know, me and my brother had to have one each, because you can't share.
I mean, he gets his, like, lurgies on it and exactly. everything. God, exactly. that's awful.
So you had to share, and, you know, we kept...
I'm one of the losers that changes my console all the time. And this is the reason why I justify it to myself, is that I get the warranty renewed every single time. But that's not the real reason. I just want a brand new shiny thing. But anyway,
I like that you at least have an excuse. Like, a financial manager's like, hold on, we need to talk about spending. And no, it works out. Trust me, the warranty.
In terms of repair, I'd be spending way more money, you know. Console's never broken on me before, but you know, like that. That's the option right there. With each one of these options, you do have the ability to upgrade at the 18-month mark.
Okay.
Now, 18 months... kind of normal, especially when you think about a phone contract.
It's normal in phones.
Exactly.
But by that point, so let's say you're an Apple guy.
Yeah.
There'll be a new phone every year.
That's the thing.
The other thing is, you don't have to stick with Apple,
mm-hmm.
which is an issue. This isn't a service to get a console,
yes.
a new console in X number of months. This is a new Xbox.
Yes.
Why do I need, if I've got a sad Xbox,
mm-hmm.
why do I need an a unhappy new Xbox. Sad Xbox
yep.
in 18 months?
And that's a very interesting comment, actually, because it is an upgrade to another Xbox console.
Right.
If you say, like we did when it came to this generation,
yeah.
we sat down, we was like, all right, bro, I know you're really big into Halo. I know yeah. you're really big into a couple of Xbox yeah. titles. I'm happy to make the jump. The multi-plat games are going to be the same no matter yeah. what. And at the time, we didn't know about the epic PlayStation exclusives that were going to come out, obviously. And was like, we'll move over to Xbox if everything turns out to be great. Didn't yeah. turn out
that's
to be
a
great.
Real conversation.
We got things.
That's a real conversation we had last gen.
Yeah.
I was pushing really hard to go to Xbox because yeah. of Halo and stuff.
Another thing as well. So with the Xbox One X version, if you do choose to go for that option,
yeah.
they've got a small caveat on there to sort of incentivize you to go into that option.
Okay.
You have the option to upgrade at the 12-month mark rather than the 18-month mark. This is only once, not going to be available right. on the next one you buy
say,
or anything
Xbox
like that.
Coming out, new Xbox every single
every
year, confirmed.
Single year.
You heard it here first.
The reason why they did it is because the Scarlet is scheduled to come out roughly about a year
yeah.
from now. That's when they want to do it. So that's why they want to get you into the program so you're seated and then you're already invested to start the next one. So they're like, well, I've done this, I might as well go on to the next one. It's very smart marketing strategy. However, they haven't mentioned anything at all about how much the next console is going to be, how much it's going to be at stores MSRP. They haven't mentioned how much it's going to be monthly. So if you do pay $31 a month, you get to the 12-month mark, and you've already signed into a two-year
yeah,
contract.
And
sorry,
they're like, by the way, for just $49.99 a month for
that
24
would be
months,
crazy. Even if it wasn't $49.99, at $40 a month, $40 a month, that's near as makes no difference, $1,000.
Yeah.
$1,000 for a console and some services on the side. Don't get me wrong, the services are nice and stuff.
Yeah, it definitely pads it out.
But that's huge.
Yeah.
And then you're signing for another two-year contract.
Yeah.
I know that people say, like, oh, these phone companies, they make them ridiculously expensive. They specifically say Apple and stuff
yeah.
like that, where they go, it just gets more and more expensive. And if you get into the Apple upgrade program, then you have to do the same sort of thing where the next price, whatever it is, if you want to upgrade, then you're just going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But at least you know you're going to get another phone
yeah.
in a year's time.
Oh,
at least
yeah.
you know it's going to be an iterative thing. At least you know it's going to be bigger and better,
and
latest tech, if you're that type of person.
Worst case, it's common to take a phone contract and switch brands.
Yes.
That's not unusual.
People do the switch all the time. They're like, do you know what? I'm going to go for the Google this time. I'm going to
yeah.
go for the Pixel. That's what
yeah.
I'm going to do. Oh, do you know what? I'm going to go for Hawaii. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to go back to Apple. I feel like that was
exactly.
good for me. With this, you just have to stick with one.
Yeah.
And without knowing the price in a year's time, in two
or
years'
at least
time.
An idea of the price.
Right?
Like, we know iPhones have been getting, what, about £100 to £150 more expensive for the
mm-hmm.
last sort of 10 years. Something
yeah.
like that, right? Can't do that at all with this. Especially, we have no idea.
We have no idea. And also, we've had our suspicions. We've had our
yeah.
back of the napkin massively said and whatnot. The last console launched at $399 US dollars, right?
Yeah.
We're saying no way it's going to be below.
Almost double.
We're saying it's going to be around $500 to $600.
I reckon it comes out. I reckon $599 I'm happy. Mm. It could really reasonably be 6XX.
Yeah.
It could be 649. It could be 699. It could be pricey bit of kit.
Yeah.
You know?
Give me your one final thoughts before I move on to the final topic, final part of this anyway. What's your impression? Do you feel like this is something that could be successful? Do you think many people out there, you in the comment section, bro, let us know as well if you found this interesting. What do you think?
It's an interesting idea. It is an interesting idea. Mm-hmm. I feel like for this model, which is consoles last 6 to 8 years, is somewhere in there.
It's a long time.
Right? The pricing's off.
Yeah.
If the pricing was almost half of what it is, it would suddenly be quite a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not for me.
There is one other aspect to this that I just thought of literally right now. Yeah. What were the games like when it came out on PS4 at the beginning? Okay.
Yeah,
they were a lot better than, PS3 for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But we didn't have things like Horizon Zero Dawn. We didn't have God of Wars.
No.
We didn't have Control with ray tracing, stuff like that, the way they're like that. All these amazing titles that look fantastic because they've had 2, 3, 4 years to fine-tune, really squeeze out everything. Yeah. If you get the brand new console and it's gonna, and you're gonna upgrade in 2 years' time, you haven't even got that console's potential out yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, the next question that I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Do you think this lines us up for nearly annualized releases of consoles? Because it's like phone contracts.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at. The thing is, though, earlier, off camera, I was saying that, you know, previously they had the Lockhart and the Scarlet.
Yes.
And the Lockhart was gonna be the, let the peasants buy this.
It was gonna be the cheaper alternative if you don't wanna spend all the money.
Yeah, the one for parents that don't know any better to get their kids and be disappointed over, and then next Christmas they have to get them the better one, right?
Yes.
That's really what it was there for. And it wasn't there because they care about the gamers that have less money. They don't care.
The devs really hated them for it. They were like, you want us to program for two? Fuck you. Anyway, go on.
Right, so if they took the same idea of coming out with multiple consoles, and instead of saying, look, forget the Lockhart, we're not going to do the under version, we won't do the crappy version, but we'll take all the money that we would have spent on that and come up with a plus or a pro or whatever in
2 years,
which is already halving the life. But then what are they going to do in 4 years' time?
That's the point, yeah. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's
and
nice.
Then, and then, so, sorry, it just occurred to me, that, like, I was about to say, oh, but that does keep us more on par with PC.
Mm-hmm.
The point of console is that it's buy once, cry once. I don't have to continually update. I don't have to worry about the hardware. I know that when I buy a game for my PS5, that it's going to run it. Whether or not the PS6 or PS5 Pro or whatever is out, right? It's going to run it, even though it's 6 years old.
Yeah.
Like Call of Duty, you know, big game, new game, The Last of Us 2, Cyberpunk, all that stuff, it's going to run.
Yeah.
That's why I have a console. It's why I base my, like, entertainment center around a console. So I don't know if I even want that.
Yeah.
There you is would, one you'd other. Love it. You'll be penniless.
I would love it, and I would be penniless. Don't get me wrong. I do like the idea of, even if it's kind of small incremental upgrades.
Yeah.
When I say incremental, there's a limit. It can't be. I'm getting annoyed. This is the reason why I didn't buy an iPhone this year, because it was too small of an upgrade. And just, oh, you've added 3 cameras. Good for you. Go over there. No problem.
Like, if in but 2 years it's double the RAM and it has a better, like, it can do 8K discs instead of 4K discs or whatever, Hyper Blu-rays. Purple rays, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? They added an extra hard drive or something, and they do that each time. Like, okay, the last one you got 1 terabyte, but now it's 2 years further. You get even more RAM.
Yeah.
We've got a different processor and an extra 500 gigs of
then
SSD.
Then it seems worth it.
Okay, I feel you.
Yeah.
I could kind of see that going.
But do you know why that won't work?
Why?
Because how long does it take to plan and make something and develop it and actually research it and actually get everything to work together before you ship it out?
The R&D is a nightmare.
The reason why iPhones and Google Pixel, whatever phone company that comes out with yearly phones, the reason why it comes out yearly and it's barely an upgrade is because it takes way too long to come out with a brand new feature, polish it, make it work so it fits beautifully and works with everything. Or you get things like the Samsung Galaxy Fold where it fucks up on the day they've released.
Yes.
So this is the problem. And do you think that they're going to... How much do you think that console is going to be when they have to chuck millions of dollars into R&D? Just millions, so they can get it out each 1 or 2 years.
And so that's where the financing looks like it would come in better.
That's where
However...
But they will pass that cost on to you. They exactly. won't. They won't absorb it.
And what they won't do is they won't... Instead of future-proofing, they won't future-plan.
Yeah.
So they're not going to bring out the Xbox 2...
Yeah.
S, whatever they call it, right? They're not going to bring out the Xbox, whatever, Scarlet, that's it, with the idea that there will be upgrades that they're going to work with this show and what's already in it. And if we upgrade this, you know, the prices will drop in X number of years. That's not on the cards. They haven't thought that far ahead. Mm-hmm. They're just worried about pumping out as many as they think they can sell now.
Yeah.
And then in 2 years' time, they go, oh, we could probably use an upgrade, you know.
Mm.
There's some weird short-sightedness in this.
Yeah. To be honest, I think it's an act of desperation because it's no secret that they have been doing bad this generation.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Microsoft, they would have been touting their numbers at the top of the hills.
Microsoft as a company has been doing really well.
Yes.
Their Xbox division,
hemorrhaging money.
It's really so bad.
They haven't been selling the most amount of consoles. Yeah. There are estimates out there that are in the like the low 30s and 40s and something like that area.
I believe it.
But PlayStation, meanwhile, they just crossed 102 million. Yeah. They're the second best-selling console ever behind the PS2. Yeah. They have the two top spots right there.
Yeah.
They don't feel like they have to innovate because they have all of these extra. They have all of the players right there.
I feel like it's not so much they're not innovating, but they know the recipe.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So they know what they need to do to be successful and stick within the guidelines and just upgrade the ingredients if we're sticking with the recipe analogy. I know what you mean. It does smack of a bit of desperation.
Yeah.
I feel like this next gen mm-hmm. is when we're in the first real next gen.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the original Xbox and the PS3 were the first real games consoles.
Yeah.
The other ones were a bit weak. They were very weak. And they're basically, you can't afford a computer, we'll slap it on this, it'll do that one thing.
It was, yeah.
And then the PS3 and the Xbox were like, oh, hey, this can actually do something.
There's something there.
And it wasn't until we got to the Xbox 4 and the Xbox One and the PS4 that we were like, hold on, this is a real thing now.
A real gaming machine.
Right. So this is the first like real next gen, let's say, in that sense. It was kind of clumsy. this one will tell.
Yeah.
If Xbox doesn't make it now, I don't see there being an Xbox 3, whatever they call it.
I can only see it happening if the next gen happens. I can only see it happening out of sheer will. Not because the numbers justify it, but just because they throw money at it or anything like that. But that's for the future to tell.
Yeah. It's a weird one.
Yeah.
This could be super successful, though. It might be. There might be.
Yeah.
Boys at home might be thinking, that's amazing. I can't come up with $500 or £500, whatever, on the day of release. I'm a university student, right? But I can afford $19.99 a month. I'll just kill my Netflix or something.
Mate, do you know what would be really awesome? So they do this with phones. Why isn't there a company out there that approaches Microsoft and PlayStation and say, can we buy a ton of yours, buy a ton of your services as well in like code form or whatever?
Yeah.
And yeah, we just we sell it as independent monthly subscriptions and whatnot to these things. And then you can switch from PlayStation to Xbox and stuff
Absolutely.
Like that. That would make it actually, in my opinion, a great deal. That's what I would see.
Yeah.
Also, there is one other caveat that I forgot to mention. Should have put this earlier on in the video because we did have a nice conversation. Okay. Didn't want to stop that. If you do at any point do want to stop and whatnot, or you do want to upgrade early or anything like that.
They send repo men around, they take your sofa, anything you use to game on that, you don't get away from this.
Yeah, you don't get away from it. Basically, you do have to pay the remainder of the 24-month contract. Yeah. So even at the 18 months, you can upgrade where you get out of paying the last bit so you can start paying on the next one.
But it resets.
But it resets, exactly. Yeah. So if you were to get to 12-month contract and then of the Xbox One X and then the Scarlet is way too expensive per month, you're like, no, I'm not paying that. You're still stuck in the remainder 12 months, which does suck. Anyway, bro, that has been a healthy conversation. I do feel like we've got a lot of issues.
I really want to know what you think about this because we're pretty not set in our ways, but we know what appeals to us.
Yes.
Like if this had any inkling to me, I'd be like, ooh, that's interesting. I'll consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you did that with the Stadia. You didn't go with it in the end, but you did order one.
It piqued my interest. I ordered it, and then after I had a little think and go around and get more information, I was like,
you thought I don't need the Founders Edition.
No,
but if Stadia comes out and 3 months in, people are like, this is amazing. I bet both of us get it. Right?
Definitely, I see myself doing that.
This doesn't tickle my fancy.
No.
But if your fancy's been tickled.
If it has been.
You know, you can let us know on the Discord. There'll be a link in the description. It's a great place to go. What else can they do if they want to support the channel?
I mean, if they really want to support us, you can hit some of those buttons down there. That like button, turn that blue, always helps us out. It's fantastic.
It's a nice blue.
And also, if you turn that red subscribe button to grey, means you get all our videos all the time. Yeah, that's
free.
Pretty cool.
For free.
For free.
It's a subscription model that's free.
Free. That's free. What
Even better.
Yeah, you guys need to challenge us now, Microsoft. We've got a free subscription service for
that's it.
Anyway, bro, let's move on to our next topic. Let's go.